Welcome to today's interview, folks. I'm Mike Adams with Brightown.com. You won't be seeing me here. I'm not in the studio today, but that's okay because you're going to want to see our guest, who is Zach Voorhees, best known as the Google whistleblower, one of the most important minds and voices fighting for your freedom, for truth and transparency in America today. And he's got some breaking bombshell news. Let me ask you about the fact that AI, LLMs, large language models, as you know, that we have Brightown.ai, and we're releasing LLMs for free to the public. Over time, this is going to make Google more and more obsolete because people can...
You got some smart people working on that AI, Mike.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have some really amazing engineers behind the scenes that are just some of the best. We've only scratched the surface. And what do you think about the future of LLMs being run locally that can replace, you know, cloud search services even?
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. So there's two fronts. First off, there's algorithmic changes that are coming that are making all this stuff really powerful and faster and a lot faster. One of the interesting things is that OpenAI did some sort of magic. Their ChatGPT-4 was really slow, right? And then Cloud 3 was better, but it was actually slower. And now this ChatGPT-4.0 is just lightning fast. It's just... It's faster than ChatGPT 3.5 Turbo. And I don't know what they did, what the wizards did, but they figured it out. And it's just so fast right now. I use ChatGPT 4 as part of my code assistant called AI Code.
Yeah.
And I used to sit there and have to wait like a minute, like 60 seconds for it to complete. Now it's like 3 to 5 seconds for complex solutions. It's like a 30X or it's like a 15X increase. It's really huge. So...
Well, I know that a lot of the early inference code was pretty sloppy, actually. I would imagine they could find a lot of efficiencies just cleaning up the code.
Right. And so, the existing models are getting faster and better, but more faster than they're getting better. And what's really interesting is that, so there's some algorithmic changes that are coming that are going to take the same thing but make it faster. There's also a hardware revolution that's happening for artificial intelligence. Where, you know, we have to simulate neurons in a digital way, right? Matrix multiplication and yada, yada, yada. It works and it got us to this point, but it's not the fastest exploitation of the silicon transistor. And so, as far as I understand, there's a new AI chip that's coming out. Intel's been doing this. NVIDIA's been doing this. And it's a neuro chip that is much... closer to the way that neurons fire. And basically, the way this whole thing works is that it's called a sinusoid. So there's an activation level, and then at some activation level, it fires itself. And so we're simulating all this with floating point operations and matrix multiplication. But in reality, you can do it all with analog transistors. Because if you look at like metal oxide field effect transistor called a MOSFET, you'll see that, which is used in digital circuitry for how CPUs run their instructions.
Yeah, that goes back to decades.
Yeah, they've been using they actually print it with a light. It's photolithography. Uh-huh. It's amazing. But these MOSFETs, they have this same sort of sinusoidal activation curve where they start off at not conducting and then they ramp up really quick like hockey stick and then they get to a saturation level. Where the electrons fill all the holes and it's at a maximally conducting state. That looks exactly like the sinusoidal activation of these AIs. And so by moving that sinusoidal curve back and forth by different tricks, they can get a really fast approximation of this AI computation at the transistor level instead of like, you know, aggregates of transistors. And so it's going
to... That's a game changer. So they don't have to simulate the neuron.
It's like,
response.
Hey, let's just take the neuron and match it up with the way that a transistor turns on, and then we're gonna get like a thousandfold increase. So, what's gonna happen is as these chips sort of filter into all the little devices, because that's what they want. They want for embedded stuff. It's like you're gonna get ChatGPT-4, or at least ChatGPT 3.5 on your mobile device. And that's going to be a game changer, right?
I've been expecting these kinds of improvements. This is why on our project at Brighteon.ai, we're focusing on a lot of our effort is really on building a better data set. And we are producing right now, I'm sure you appreciate this, we're producing about 500 megabytes of new text data per day right now.
Those are the synthetic questions that are getting put into a Q&A database to fine tune the models?
Well, it's a hybrid answer. It's based on real, you know, books, articles, interviews, transcripts, and so on. But then it's augmented with derivative synthetic data in order to sort of rephrase all the same statements and questions in different ways so that we can light up all the different, you know, synonyms. I mean, you know how it works, the hyperdimensional relational database of concepts or tokens. If you can light up everything adjacent to the word, then you're going to have a much stronger memory effect in the model. And that's what we're doing. So we've been able to, I don't know.
You got
to
co-locate those latent spaces so that they activate together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but we have an internal scoring system. I don't even think I've ever shared this with you, but we have 100 questions and we rate all the base model LLMs coming out of, you know, Microsoft or whoever, or Mistral or Meta. And for example, we took the Mistral base model, the 7 billion model, it rated 50 out of 100 in our questions, which cover everything from medicine, vaccines, gender, history, everything. And then just through three epochs of our own training, we increased that to 79 out of 100.
You're still hitting that. Yeah, you haven't hit saturation point then. You're just
not even
getting better. Yeah, not even.
Not even. And yeah. And then so we're expected that there's going to be better hardware. There are going to be better training algorithms that affect more parameters. But it's whoever has the data sets that's going to be in control of being able to produce these better models.
Yeah, get those data sets before the firemen start setting fires to books like the book Ray Bradbury's book, Fahrenheit 451, the temperature at which books burn, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I came on your show, I think 2 years ago and said, this is what's going to happen. And now the threat's going to be very clear. Like all this digital books, like we got to get it. We got to train the AIs because at some point that door is going to shut close because the elites know that AI is, the foundation of AI is data. Right? If you don't have the data, you don't have the AI. That's just the way that it works. So
that's right.
We got to protect all this stuff. We got to get into the machines. We got to get these other voices out there, these other AI, I hate to say this because some of your people, but basically other AI gods out there in the system, because if we don't, we're going to be ramshacked by these, you know, by these Biden AIs that are aligned to communism and all the other woke stuff.
Well, listen to this. I don't mean to make this show about this. We'll move on shortly, but since I announced that project, we've had so many people come to us and want to donate masses of content, which is why I had to build such a big data pipeline system. But one of those, I mean, not only Dr. Joseph Mercola, he donated 33,000 articles from mercola.com. We've already processed all the, that's in our data set version 017 that's about to be released. We already have Sayer G, 3,000 articles from GreenMed Info, which is based on, you know, the PubMed research documentation of phytochemicals and their benefits for human health. Well, then we had, are you familiar with A4M, the American Anti-Aging Association, I think it is?
That's not the David Sinclair thing, is it? Or
no.
Is it?
Uh-uh.
Audrey? Okay, no.
I don't think so. No, this is a group that does a bunch of lectures of sort of pioneering nutrition-oriented doctors and naturopaths that talk about everything from anti-aging and disease reversal. Well, anyway, they're sending me like 10,000 hours of their lectures from their whole lifetime in order to ingest. And then John Peterson from the Arlington Institute, I don't know if you've heard of them, arlingtoninstitute.org, they cover, well, it's called Original Ideas for an Emerging World, but they cover, I mean, it's almost like an uncensored TED Talk thing, but they cover extraterrestrials, exotic alien technology, hidden history, everything, ancient civilization.
AI is going to be so lit. I can't wait to be able to. So much. It's going to be so much better than Grok, which is currently the most anti-woke thing out there. I can't wait to see
Yeah.
great.
We're rocking this. But anyway,
can you please make a fun mode? Like, I would love it to have a fun mode. That's just endless amounts of fun on Grok AI.
You can, you know that fun mode is just, it's just a prepended prompt.
Yeah.
So yeah, right. We could, but you can write your own fun mode prompt.
Yeah. You know?
Okay. Anyway, getting back to these other things and, but back to America about the AI wars. And then I want to ask you about election integrity as well, but the AI wars, do you see that happening in the continental United States, the slaughter bots, the AI drones, the AI robot dogs, hunter seekers?
I do. I don't see it happening as quickly as Europe, right? Like with Europe, they've got a landmass that connects them to their enemies.
Yeah.
We don't have a landmass connecting us to our enemies. We have a giant Pacific Ocean. And so before we get into the AI battle, well, I guess like the AI battlefronts would be when we send our children to those hot zones and it's those hot zones that kill them. But I don't see those hot zones being in America, you know, within the next year. After that, right. it's like who knows how fast things are going to escalate. But I don't see that there's going to be an AI slaughterbot zone within the United States. I could see that in South Korea. I could see that in Ukraine. It's already happening in Ukraine. Iran, between Iran and Israel. So I think we're going to be safe for a little bit longer here in the United States for the next year as these worldwide war games heat up.
Well, a follow-up question for you on that. You notice that Russia and China are the leaders in the manufacturing of AI airborne drones. And yeah. In Russia's case, kamikaze drones. China's been demonstrating and putting out a lot of videos of remote controlled drone robot dogs, but not necessarily autonomous yet. However, the AI recognition of targets is becoming very, very good, as you are no doubt well aware. And these robot dogs already have essentially AKs mounted on top, full auto AKs. So they're going to be clearing homes and buildings with the robot dogs.
I don't think so. No, I don't. I don't see the robot dogs as being a sufficient military force because look like people have big guns because they can't get to other people, right? And so you need to shoot through concrete. So you get like these 50 cals. You just it just blows through everything, right? And these little tiny fast drones that go like 200 miles an hour that they use for like speeding, like speed games,
yeah,
competitions. You can put a little tiny pack of explosives and then just get right up to the person's head. And then like, you know, that little tiny explosive will blow their brains out.
Right.
Right. And so you don't need all like the amount of ordnance that you need in order to kill someone is scaling down, and it scales down as long as you can have a really quick flying drone that can home in with AI. And so I think what's going to happen is they're going to have AI offline AI chips that get put into these little racing drones with a little pack of C4. And if they want to clear the house, they just, you know, release a bunch, like 10 drones. The drones go in into like every single part of the house, camera map the entire thing. And I think this whole dog sort of like gun thing is kind of a psyop. It's sort of like what people expect. Like historically we believe in tanks, right? And people with guns. And so it's sort of fitting into that template of the way that war used to be. But I think that the war that we're facing is going to be billions of cheap drones with C4 on them that can go 200 miles an hour and spin on a dime and do facial recognition at 60 miles an hour.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And on that point, those can, you know, China can bring in a shipping vessel close to the West Coast with, you know, 10,000 containers on it. Then the tops of all the containers open up and out pours 5 million kamikaze drones, like you just described.
Yeah.
And then they just go in and kill everybody in Los Angeles or wherever, you know what I'm saying? Just mass slaughter.
Right. Yeah. And like one of those dogs make, you know, carry a recharge station so that these drones can actually like hop, you know, like let's say they get dropped off in San Diego, they travel 100 miles and then refill at a pre-positioned refill depot, like an energy recharging station, then keep on carrying on. And so all of a sudden you could have this surprise attack where you've got, you know, millions of drones fanning out across California, hitting these pre-placed recharging stations, right, able to take out a huge section of the population and military targets.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And China is, they have the economies of scale of manufacturing. They're already the world's largest manufacturers of these drones. But I would say that even today, Turkey is far ahead of the US in the manufacture of drones. Turkey's about to roll out an autonomous fighter jet, no human required.
Wow.
I mean, Turkey's tech industry is so much more advanced than what we're told.
Right.
And who did you see the story not long ago in Ukraine? They've given up using American-made drones because the American-made drones are nullified by Russia's electronic warfare countermeasures. And so they're like turning.
They're directed EMP beams?
No, just basically the signal interference. They're jammed by Russia. And so what China has is all these frequency spectrum hopping comms technology in their drones. Even consumer grade drones like DJI is probably the best manufacturer there. DJI hops frequencies across the spectrum, but apparently the American made drones don't do that, and they all just fall out of the sky in Ukraine. So, you know,
what a surprise. You know, I really wish I knew like whether the apex globalists that are running this thing are being subverted by China or whether they're collaborating with them. Like, it would actually make me feel a lot better if they were collaborating rather than this is actually China's long-term goal to not be destroyed. Because it's like, I can't tell, like, is China actually the top of, because all roads lead back to China.
Well said. All right. Zach Voorhees, everybody, don't disconnect there, Zach, but let me just wrap this up. Thank all of you for watching today. You can repost this interview on other platforms. We're putting it first on Brighttown.com, our free speech platform. And be sure to check out Zach Voorhees' websites. What the main site is just Zach, what is it again?
ZachVoorhees.com.
ZachVoorhees.com. Okay.
And go to americasdigitalshield.com if you want to see the bias that Google is pushing in your state. It's quite amazing.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you for all that, Zach. You and I should do more because with our combined knowledge, we get into areas that we can't touch in a lot of other interviews. We just don't have the depth of knowledge with other people.
We've got archives of latent spaces in our brains.
and we're lighting them up every time we talk. All right. Thank you, Zach. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors. Some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product.
We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called ShieldArms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this is, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. And look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discreet, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighteon.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of healthrangerstore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.